Peter, can we just check that you lost that game?
Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. I think certainly the scoreline flattered Cork. On the night, I thought we played well. I don't think any player in particular had a bad game. I thought they all played well. So there was a lot more positives certainly to take from the game than the scoreline would reflect. But just disappointing not to get something from the game. I thought we certainly deserved something.
We've used the phrase smash and grab here before.
Yeah, and again with Cork before too, unfortunately. But they're a good side. They're well organised and experienced. And you can see even once they got the first goal, probably against the run of play, where they just, we had a lapse of concentration and they exposed us, and they scored, and then we were chasing the game a wee bit. But again, I thought we kept the ball very, very well. We just couldn't get that goal to get us right back in it, and sucker punched right to death. They conceded the penalty and the send off as well, double whammy.
Not too many defeats that you've had where you can't really fault any of the players.
No, exactly. So as I say, there's a lot more positives. We asked the boys to replicate the week's training we've had. Just they all came back from the break nice and bright and positive, and we asked them to take that on the pitch tonight, and they done that. I thought we were more than a match for Cork, who are a very, very good side, well experienced side, and we give them a right good game, and we had some very good passage of play, and just even some great positives in terms of young Ronan Curtis's performance. Stephen Dooley come back as well, and I thought Ryan Curry led out line well too.
You've had a 2 week break, you had a game tonight, and you've another 2 week break now.
Yeah, we have, given the Shamrock Rovers game is brought forward prior to the break, so again, which I think will help again in re-galvanising the players. So we have an enormous week's training then, friendly with Warren Point next Saturday. So it's good to get a game again for those boys still building up their match fitness. And then we play Bray the following week.
So you play Bray on the 11th, as I say, 2 weeks away. You've had the 2 week summer break. Is it any good to you? Is it useful?
No, I think it was. And I think this will be a good break where we can get things done on the training ground as well. It gives us time to work on a few things. And ideally, hopefully bring in one or two faces and under the fold before then.
You've been quizzed about new faces. Are you close? Are you far away? Are you in between?
A bit of both. No, we're obviously actively trying to bring in one or two faces, and so we're hopeful we'll be able to bring in someone sooner rather than later.